Seeking advice from the wrong people leads to failure. As a new business owner, seeking advice from family and friends may seem natural. However, if they lack business experience or success in your field, their guidance could lead to poor decisions. Without accurate information, you might develop a negative mindset that hampers your thinking. It's crucial to seek guidance from knowledgeable individuals who can steer you in the right direction. Differentiating between owning a business and being self-employed is essential. If your business relies solely on your involvement, it essentially becomes a job for yourself. While self-employment can be lucrative, successful entrepreneurs aim to build businesses that operate smoothly without their constant input. If your goal is to create value and sell your business, avoid creating dependency on your knowledge or skills, as it diminishes the business's worth. Every successful enterprise relies on entrepreneurs, managers, salespeople, and specialists. Every successful business relies on individuals performing four critical roles. Understanding these roles and correctly identifying your own role is crucial for success. Entrepreneurs. They are visionaries who think conceptually and make creative decisions. Entrepreneurs excel at predicting problems and dealing with chaos, but they may overlook details and prefer to avoid lengthy meetings. Managers. They oversee day-to-day operations, handle details, and manage employees and vendors. Managers are task-oriented and may struggle with seeing the big picture. They are often resistant to change as it may disrupt established policies and procedures. Salespeople. Salespeople are energetic, personable risk-takers who generate income for the business. They thrive on closing deals and enjoy the thrill of the chase. Salespeople are essential for the success of a business as they drive revenue. Specialists. Specialists perform hands-on work after customers purchase products or services. They are crucial for delivering the promised value to customers, such as installing a product. It's important for owners to identify their role and assess their strengths and weaknesses realistically. Trying to fulfill all four roles alone can limit business growth and lead to failure. Delegating tasks is essential for business expansion and preventing burnout. Specialists rarely thrive as entrepreneurs. Sometimes, specialists like Joe the plumber mistake themselves for entrepreneurs. Joe, dissatisfied with his hourly wage despite high customer fees, decided to start his own business. However, he lacked a full understanding of business operations. Joe failed to track expenses, only depositing job earnings into his account. Believing that forming an LLC would protect him legally, Joe mixed personal and company finances, which is illegal. He also overlooked crucial aspects like workman's comp, thinking it unnecessary for subcontractors. Despite getting plenty of work, Joe realized he couldn't grow his business if he was always in the field. Joe's troubles escalated when a worker got injured. Joe believed the worker was an independent contractor and didn't see himself as liable. However, the worker sued, revealing Joe's lack of proper insurance and tax payments. The attorney discovered gaps in Joe's records, invalidating his LLC protection. Ultimately, Joe had to file for bankruptcy, losing his business in the process. Salespeople and managers might struggle to see beyond their responsibilities. Salespeople who start their own businesses often focus solely on selling, overlooking the importance of a well-rounded team. While great salespeople are crucial, a business also needs a strong support team to succeed. Salespeople may underestimate the complexity of managing specialists and the critical role of managers in running the business smoothly. On the other hand, some managers believe they can easily transition to business ownership because they already oversee operations. However, they may struggle with sales, mistakenly assuming it's just about making a presentation. In reality, sales requires specialized skills that not everyone possesses. The most successful managers understand the value of hiring qualified individuals, especially in sales positions, to ensure the business thrives. Categorize employees as profit or loss contributors. In your organization, everything can be categorized as either revenue or expenses, or as profit and loss, P&L. While owners often consider payroll as an expense, this view is not entirely accurate. Those who sell your products or services generate returns that cover their salaries and contribute to your profits. Salespeople and field specialists who directly contribute to revenue belong in the revenue category. On the other hand, administrators, vice presidents, and support personnel, while crucial to operations, are typically considered part of the expense column because their roles do not directly generate revenue. Without passion, opt for a standard job. Starting a business requires commitment, tenacity, and a strong resolve. Despite having the right team, you will face significant challenges. So, why not opt for a stable job with a reliable income and benefits? You won't have to worry about making payroll, receiving late-night calls, or dealing with lawsuits. However, if you have a unique idea or a desire to prove yourself, starting your own business can be rewarding, offering you full decision-making power and the potential for financial success. Ownership comes with risks. Many new businesses fail, which can create stress for you and your family and even strain your marriage. If negative thoughts about these risks fuel your determination rather than discourage you, you might be ready to take the leap. Starting a business requires supreme motivation and self-confidence. Anything less may not be enough. Before launching a business, the most critical question to ask is, why would anyone choose to buy from me? It's crucial to have a compelling answer to this question to succeed. Lack of proper numbers means flying blind. Many business owners rely on their accounting department to handle profit and loss, but it's crucial for owners to understand these numbers themselves. Author Brian Will, for example, checks his restaurant's bank accounts daily for suspicious activity and to track cash flow. He uses online tools to monitor sales and labor reports in real time and receives alerts for unusual employee behavior. Will also reviews weekly food and liquor orders, work schedules, and monthly profit and loss, P&L statements from accounting. He uses apps to monitor his restaurants remotely and investigates any discrepancies in the numbers. Business owners who ignore their financial data are putting their heads in the sand. Will's proactive approach allows him to manage his businesses effectively without needing to be physically present. Entrepreneurs compromise for the sake of independence. To scale your business or enjoy extended breaks, you must delegate hands-on work and oversee operations remotely. For instance, Katie runs the author's restaurants, allowing the author to have more free time while sacrificing some income to pay Katie for her services. Entrepreneurs often face tough odds, with 60% of new firms failing within 2 years and 40% failing by year five. Only 40% of small businesses turn a profit in a given year. Failed businesses not only result in lost investments, but also deplete savings and other financial resources, leading to significant financial hardships. Failure in business is often due to flaws in the business model or the owner's lack of understanding. Addressing these issues requires seeking advice from experienced consultants or mentors, pivoting the business model, or deciding to quit. While failure may seem discouraging, it can be a valuable learning experience that ultimately leads to future success. Accept the tough realities of managing your business. The path of entrepreneurship is filled with risks, challenges, and frustrations. However, you can equip yourself by understanding the following. Key points. Seek advice from experienced individuals, not just family and friends, to avoid poor decisions. Differentiate between owning a business and being self-employed to avoid creating dependency on your skills. Successful businesses require entrepreneurs, managers, salespeople, and specialists, each playing a crucial role. Categorize employees as profit or loss contributors to understand their impact on your business. Understand the risks and challenges of entrepreneurship before starting your own business. Monitor your business's financial health regularly to avoid flying blind and address issues promptly. Accept the tough realities of managing your business, including facing opposition, seeking legal caution, and embracing uncertainty.